Agriculture earned Sonoma County a little more than $581 million last year, which was a drop of about $10.2 million from the year before. The main reason for that decline, explains County Agriculture Commissioner Tony Liniger, was an off year for the region's grape growers.
We started out with a wet, cool spring, and then we had a cooler than average summer. So a lot of the varieties were behind in terms of their sugar levels. Then we got hit by rains in October. So that set in botrytis, which is what we call bunch rot. So either you take the fruit off early with lower sugar levels than you'd like, or you try to ride out the storm. A lot of people ended up having to get the fruit off very quickly because the fungus was spreading rapidly through the vineyards. That's what happened primarily with the grape crop that resulted in such a low yield.
Overall, the value of the 2011 grape harvest was down nearly 10% from the year before. But for the ag sector overall, those losses were offset considerably by a jump in milk prices that boosted the local dairy industry.
We've lost a lot of dairies in Sonoma County over the past 10, 15 years, but I think we're probably reaching a plateau in that area. And with the price of milk being up, that did drive the dairy value quite high, which helped offset the loss in wine grapes. But that being said, a lot of the dairy producers didn't benefit as much as they could have because the high prices of feed and fuel. Those offset some of the benefits for the dairy producers. They're still happy that the price is up, but we'd like to see feed costs and fuel costs go down to show some more profitability for our dairymen.
Liniger, who took the Sonoma County Ag Commissioner's job a year ago, coming from the same position in Mendocino County, notes that while the number of acres of apple orchards continues to shrink, 2011 saw a big surge in production and a 30% gain in revenues, even as the price per ton fell by 22%.
Apples bloom later than grapes, so they were able to avoid a lot of that inclement spring weather and had a pretty good fruit set. Also, apples really respond well to a more mild summer. The sizing of the fruit tends to stop in the real high temperatures. So there was a great set in 2011 for apples and really a bumper crop.
There was one other worrisome indicator, as Andrew Smith, an agricultural biologist in the commissioner's office. That was a 20% drop in income from beekeeping and related products.
In Sonoma County, we have a lot of small apiary producers, and the health of the colony is of utmost importance. And if you don't stay up on your pest management, you can have problems and colonies will decline. This year, with a cool spring that's wet, there's not as many blossoms out on fruit and other ornamentals, so there's not as much pollen out there for the bees to gather, so the hives aren't going to be as large.
Commercial fishing experienced a big rebound in the most recent report, which covers 2010 for that sector. It was led by an 8-fold leap in the Dungeness crab catch. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.